So what you're basically saying is that we are in the middle of the biggest experiment in human history, which is happening right now, real time, on real people.
And children.
And children.
And pregnant women.
So...
And it should be stopped.
Wow. Somehow, talking to you scares me, right? Because I know a lot of people who are being vaccinated. Is there a way out?
Everybody who has an mRNA injection will die within 3 to 5 years, even if they have only one injection. And I know that is hard to hear, but I think this is why we need to, you know, be honest and tell people, because these trials are the most dangerous clinical trials ever. And there are more deaths in 1 year in 2021 on the COVID-19 trials than all of the 30 years of vaccine clinical trials.
I see disturbing events of people dying and collapsing after being vaccinated. What is going on?
When I came out publicly from May 2020, this was before any of these vaccines, mRNA, were even started, that I said that there was prevention and treatment available, including vitamin D, hydroxychloroquine and zinc. So therefore, there was no need to, you know, treat the symptoms of SARS-CoV-2, COVID-19, with the vaccine, first of all. And then in the same interviews from May 2020, I said that if they were thinking of developing an mRNA vaccine, that for decades, none of these injections were ever approved because of the death and illness of the animals in the studies. So not one of these mRNA vaccines were ever licensed because either all of the animals died or half of the animals died. And so I said that if they started making these mRNA and putting them into clinical trials, that many people would die, not just immediately after the injections, but in the months and years to come. And what we're now seeing is that there are deaths happening, but they are from people who have been injected with these mRNA injections. So this is what we're seeing now.
You talk about, you know, vaccines being through clinical trials, and that didn't happen with the mRNA vaccine, right?
They are all in clinical trials. So there are, in general, 4 phases of a clinical trial for something to then, in an ideal world, if something is safe and it has a benefit for men and women, if it passes, we say, through a phase 3 clinical trial, then it would be put on the market and doctors can use it and prescribe it. So every single one of the so-called vaccines or injections for COVID-19 are in phase 3 clinical trials. And so in these things, they did initial phase 1 clinical trial. They do an animal model.
What do you mean by an animal model?
So different, we'll say, diseases would have different animals. You could use a mouse might be an animal model, or it could be a chimpanzee, or it could be African green monkeys, you know, or it could be rats. So depending on what the medication is or the injection vaccination, for decades of research, they would say, well, maybe a hamster is a good model that would parallel if it was injected into a man or woman. Mm-hmm. But what we know, they only did very small numbers of animals, and they skipped the phase 2 clinical trial, which would be maybe hundreds of men and women. Mm-hmm. And they moved directly from animal models that were done very quickly into injecting the world population, which is a phase 3 clinical trial. So everybody who has been injected or got these vaccinations, they're all in clinical trials. If the injection was shown to have a benefit and if it was shown to be safe, then it would be given approval of the phase three clinical trial process and it would be launched on the market. But what's significant is that in the world for decades, if one person died on a clinical trial, there would be an alert, and that clinical trials would be stopped if between 25 people and 50 people die on a clinical trial in the world. And we know from the numbers that just between the United States of America, the United Kingdom and the European Union, more than 60,000 people have died on these clinical trials.
Wow.
And within the first weeks, there was already 50 deaths. And these deaths have been reported by the pharmaceutical companies who are essentially putting these products on the market that are causing huge illness, which is called adverse events. And so the adverse events can be stroke, you know, heart attack, paralyzed, you know, rapidly shaking and having neurological problems. And what we're seeing is, as in many of these adverse events, the people will have them for the rest of their lives. And there are some publications now that men, for example, particularly young men, have a 1 in 95 probability of dying within months of getting these injections through inflammation of the heart. So the RNA goes into the heart. It starts making this foreign protein. The immune system has evolved to get rid of the foreign protein. And if that foreign protein is in the cells of your heart, the immune system then tries to kill the protein. It ends up killing your heart muscle. And then the heart slowly deteriorates. And then it gets bigger, you know, because it tries to, you know, compensate. It dilates, it gets bigger and bigger. And eventually it's too weak because the immune system is killing the very fabric of your heart. And then people, when they take exercise, the heart just stops working and they collapse and die. The process is called antibody-dependent enhancement or immune priming, immune superpriming, cytokine storm. So the immune system starts reacting when it's killing its own organs. Those cells die and they cause dead cell debris in the body. And that also starts the immune system in this positive feedback loop of trying to kill the dead cells and kill more organs. And it ramps up and then the people actually die from organ failure, but looks like sepsis. And so what we're seeing is people are dying of heart attack, and that's called sudden adult death, or that they're dying, you know, presenting as organ failure. And why, when I spoke out, COVID-19 is only being put on the death certs because they haven't been given prevention and treatment early on. So it is like if people were having pneumonia and all of the doctors of the world says, we're not going to give them antibiotics. And then they come into hospital and they're given antibiotics within a day before their organs are already gone into organ failure and they die. And then they put on whatever the pandemic is. But they really, every death with SARS-CoV-2, COVID-19, is because those men and women and children were not given the safe and, you know, protective treatment early on, like vitamin D, vitamin C, hydroxychloroquine and zinc and ivermectin. And then what around the world, all of the countries are doing is saying the way to treat this issue is by giving an mRNA injection that for decades was never approved, whatever the disease it was trying to do. They are all in clinical trials.
So what you're basically saying is that we are in the middle of the biggest experiment in human history, which is happening right now, real time, on real people.
And children.
And children.
And pregnant women.
So.
And it should be stopped.
Wow. Somehow, talking to you scares me, right? Because I know a lot of people who are being vaccinated. Is there a way out?
Everybody who has an mRNA injection will die within 3 to 5 years, even if they have only one injection. And I know that is hard to hear, but I think this is why we need to, you know, be honest and tell people, because these trials are the most dangerous clinical trials ever. And there are more deaths in 1 year in 2021 on the COVID-19 trials than all of the 30 years of vaccine clinical trials.